Hi, it's Clint and Lyndon.
Welcome to Shove It Up Your Arwen.
As always, our opinions are our own and should be taken with a pinch of salt.
At the sound of the Arwen cow, enjoy the episode.
Oh, it is working. Oh, that's right. Hello and welcome to Shove It Up Your Arwen. I am one of your hunts. I'm one of your hosts, Clint. You can find me at Clinty Sky Guy on Instagram.
And I'm the other one. I'm Lyndon, and you can find me at Pilgrim in the Mist.
Oh, for God's sake.
What are we talking about today, babe?
We're talking about spiritual bad habits.
Okay. You didn't finish it.
What?
Pinky in the brain!
I thought you said babe.
Brain.
Oh, what are we doing today, Pinky? Brain? Trying to... Don't. I just fucked up my own name.
You fucked it.
No, I didn't. I just fucked up saying host. I tried to say host and cunt at the same time and it came out hunt. That's why it went wrong. Because I'm trying to think of my name and it's so close to clit that it just can't help thinking cunt.
Please put the shovel down.
I can. I like to dig. Dig, 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 dig,
Great. So what are we talking about today?
Spiritual bad habits, bad habits that I'm sure we have a plethora of. But before that...
Magical moments. You go first.
I'll go first because you went first last time because I'm a bully. So... Oh, no, I can't use that one. That one's a curse.
What, for other people, or you curse someone?
Look at me. Which one do you think it is?
You curse someone.
There we go.
So why don't you just talk about it?
I cursed Nancy, didn't I?
Did you? Oh, of course you did. Of course you did.
I cursed Nancy, didn't I? And that's guess fine. Who's not been back to church?
Nancy. It's because she's dead.
There's a prerequisite to the curse. She goes back the next time I go back.
Oh, okay.
Just so I can find out how well it's gone. And I find it really funny.
Poor Nancy.
No.
Poor Nancy.
No. No. The only thing worth doing to a homophobe is cursing them. Stop trying to be a good Christian woman. You know I'm right.
I know you're right.
Exactly.
Like
stop but being a good Christian woman. But it was only nightmares. I didn't curse her with anything like potentially damaging, although I know people can be very damaging.
She was educated. Wayne educated her.
I mean, you can educate somebody with words or an axe. They're both, you know, good. One's more long-lasting.
Words.
The axe. Can cleave a man's skull. Like a pudding.
Do you cleave pudding?
No. Cake.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's my magical moment, which is very short and sweet.
You cursed a homophobe.
I cursed a homophobe and it worked. And I always enjoy that.
Was she a homophobe? Or was she just a judgy Christian that seemed to get her wires a bit crossed?
Is there a difference?
Yes.
She wasn't. No. She was a homophobe. She was definitely a homophobe because you don't. Yes, yes.
She wasn't repulsed by us. She continued to stay at the table. She just
and continued to make rather detrimental and hurtful comments.
Agreed. Like
so, then that's the point.
She was coming at it from a very misjudged moral high ground, considering she's a divorcee and she's like in an abusive relationship and like. Other things, she's just as much of a sinner as the rest of us. And when it was pointed out that actually, love, you're dripping in sin.
Yeah.
Don't throw stones when you're in a greenhouse.
Did she apologise?
I don't know, because we'd left by
then. We'd left by then, yeah. But she didn't apologise.
According to Wayne, she'd seen reason by that point.
Of course, according to Wayne. Because he'd shown her reason. You ask Liz's account.
Okay.
She's ready to punch her in the tits again next time she comes to church. Honestly, it's not like... I love Wayne dearly, but he was the one doing the edumacating, so he's biased, bless him. Okay. He is biased.
Okay.
Yeah. But she won't go back to church. Which I find quite interesting. Because, and people judge me all you like, I'm I'm here for it. Judge me as much as you like.
No one will judge you.
Everybody judges people. It's what we do. It's human nature.
Not me!
Shut the fuck up!
I'm a good Christian woman. I don't judge anyone. My peace I leave you. My peace I give you.
I saw you staring at those people in the Tesco's earlier where you were like, ugh.
Which ones?
Actually, no. Exactly, which ones? How many times?
Yeah, but they were children.
Yeah. You can't judge children. They're not even fully formed.
Disgusting.
They're just amoebas of humanity.
No, vile filth.
Vile.
They're like locusts. They do nothing but consume.
Yeah, they do.
And create waste.
They do. They do. Yeah, that's my that's my latest magical moment. Is the results from my curse played out. Which is quite nice. Because it's just... Yeah, it's just interesting.
Mm.
And it was done with my... Which is really kind of cool. A nice flex was that it's the first active thing I've done with my spirit familiar.
Okay.
So my first active working with my spirit familiar is to curse someone with nightmares. That's...
I mean, 10 points to you. She didn't go blind.
No, it wasn't.
She may go insane.
She may go... Yeah, this is the thing I'm a bit worried about.
She probably hasn't slept for about 40 days. She's probably, like, crouched over the toilet, eating her own feces, weeping into the dark.
That went really, really dark. Yeah. Really, really quickly.
It did.
That's, I love you, mate, but... Okay, enough love language now. You just booped me, for fuck's sake. A boop! Yeah, so, my magical moment was... I cursed a homophobe at... the cathedral, and it worked.
It worked.
Do you know what? Actually, I was only concerned about it for a moment because I thought, I wonder if she is protected under the guise of her faith if she uses it in any actual like practical way, the same as like I use practically my beliefs and religion, spirituality. You use practically your beliefs, your spirituality, and I wonder. I thought to myself, I wonder if there is an active element in her life which will stop this from working. And then it worked. And I thought, oh, well, that's a no then.
Okay, so she had just received a blessing.
She had.
And I'm assuming, although I don't remember seeing one, but I'm assuming she had a crucifix on her.
She did.
But then I suppose it depends on the strength of her faith as well, doesn't it?
It does. And in the same respect, the theology of Catholicism serves to either help or hinder the powers that protect you. So, for example, if you have committed a sin, then you're more susceptible. Because you're, like, tainted. And that's why you go back for your blessing each week, to get it, like, clean slated again.
You know, sin isn't like goop.
Yeah, but they treat it like goop.
They talk about it as if it's goop, but it isn't. Exactly.
No, no, just... it isn't. It's just you get washed off. But then that's what I'm saying. The mentality then plays out. Mentality then makes you vulnerable to things, which is the whole thing.
Probably wouldn't have worked if she'd received the Eucharist.
Yeah, but in the same respect, I wonder, because she'd just broken a tenet of hospitality.
Possibly. But she would have the body of God in her tummy.
She Mary, honey.
Oh, no.
She got the body of Jesus in her belly. Oh no!
But yeah, she would have. She would have.
She got man in her.
Flesh and blood of God in her stomach.
Cannibalism religion.
Man flesh.
Man flesh. Ooh, do you like a bit of man flesh? Yeah. It created. I quite enjoyed it actually because it created a conundrum of thinking for me for a little while, which was quite good.
Hmm.
I quite like them.
I quite like them too.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway. So, yeah, that's my magical moment. Cursed a homophobe.
Great.
What's your magical moment?
Don't really have one.
Oh, well, that's shit.
Well,
every day is a magical moment.
Just the normal stuff, really. I've done a bit of divination. I've done
a little. What was your divination? Protection.
What should I look out for today?
Oh shit, I did one of those the other day as well.
Yeah, basic stuff. Bit of divination.
Being a basic bitch.
Bit of basic protection. I've done some more money magic. Just little bits, really.
Little bits.
Little bits.
Little bits.
Nothing big.
What did you use for divination?
My tarot cards.
Oh, your cards? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
The deck that has most cards that are different.
Mm. A question. Oh, no, yes. Actually, no. No, I'm not going to ask you in this episode.
You're going to save it for the next one.
I'm going to save it for the next one because it's appropriate for the next one. So I'm going to shut the fuck up. Yeah, that was that. Okay. No projects on at the moment? Yes! You're trying to find a saint.
Yeah.
Do you want to share that or not?
I don't mind.
Okay.
It's not really a magical moment, though, is it?
Well, not yet, but it could be.
Okay. Because I'm being confirmed, I have to find a saint. So, there you go. That's the story. Bing, bang, boom. Yeah, there's nothing really much more to say on it. You've got to...
Have you seen Wayne's Rosary?
Oh, my God.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous. Right.
So, you know how...
It's like a charm bracelet.
Yeah, so, do you know what I said to him the other day?
What?
I started singing the Pokemon Gotta Catch 'Em All song, but I started putting saints' names into into the beat!
I love it.
So, I was like...
So, for those who don't know...
Gotta catch 'em all.
Wayne, Clint's partner.
My boyfriend, my lovely, lovely man.
Gorgeous, wonderful man that is.
Beast!
He has this rosary, a rosary that he's made.
Why do you have to do it in an...
I don't know, it just comes out.
Irish, there we go, I got there in the end. Accent.
It comes from within.
It comes it's from
like
within.
The American voice, it just is there.
It's just there.
Yeah.
Comes from a bit of Catholic in you.
It does, yeah. The rosary father. So he's making a rosary, and his is metal, because Wayne likes a bit of bling.
He does.
And he's made it himself. I mean, he didn't make the beads. He bought the bits and put it together. But he's got, like, a Franciscan cross at the base. And then he's got, like, medals for his favourite saints near the bottom. And then he's got an area at the top where there's loads of, like, saint medals for the different incarnations of Mary. So there's, like, Our Lady of Fatima and Guadalupe and, like, Our Lady of Sorrows and Our Lady of this.
You can tell me anything. You know more about it than I do. He tells me all the time. It's just like, it's Mary. In one ear and out the other.
I said to him, when he showed me, I was like, he showed me it. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's Mary, 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 and Mary, Mary then. You just need one. Okay, so he's got the whole collector's edition.
I love it. I think it's amazing.
And then he's got like loads of other saints here and there. The whole thing is like, it's like some kind of gypsy like trinket. It's literally dripping in like, and it jingles when it moves.
I love it.
I said to him when he got it out, I was like, it's like Pogs.
Yeah, I said that to him the other day.
I said, do you have any shinies?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
But yeah, mine, on the other hand, mine is much more humble. Mine is made from olive wood.
Olive wood.
And twine.
Twine.
That's it.
A bit of wood and a bit of string.
Yeah, he was like, I can get you a saint medal. He actually found the saint that I'm considering. And he was like, I'll get it. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know where I'd put it on this, though. It's not really that kind of thing, is it?
No, and you'd need one that was like coppery or whatever, wouldn't you? And they're all silver.
Yeah.
Which is just rubbish.
So, rubbish. So, yes. But yeah, so they don't really give you any guidance on the RCIA to find a saint. They kind of neglect to tell you you need one until you're about halfway through.
Away. It's a journey thing.
And then, so it's like, okay. And then they don't tell you how to find one. Right. So we had a conversation about it on the last RCIA meeting. And they're like, well, just do a bit of research. Just read and see which ones you like. Or look at the stories and see if there's one you're particularly drawn to or whatever.
I think that's interesting because I like it, really, because it's much like how people in paganism find a deity.
Mm.
Like a patron and matron or just a
datron. Patron, matron, or datron.
Oh, you see, I told you today is a bad day for me.
Your brain is like scrambled eggs.
Fuck's sake.
Like punched mashed potato.
Do you remember ASDF movies? Please tell me you know what an ASDF movie is.
No.
Oh my God!
Well, if you describe it, maybe I will.
They're like little almost stick figure, but they're not. They're like stick drawing, like white and black pencil drawing.
Oh videos. Yes, I do. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the one that says, "Oh my God, don't think about cats." And he instantly thinks about it and starts vomiting cats. And just that one where he goes, why are you punching my salad? It's just like you were talking about Punch Mashed Potato. My brain went straight to ASDF movies. And now I'm thinking about that one where the two people are talking to each other under the full moon, and then it zooms out and you can see the planet and the moon goes, hey, you guys should kiss. It's just really funny. Anyway, sorry. That's my brain most days. ASDF movies are the best. They have me giggling for hours. And we're moving on because we're going to talk about spiritual bad habits.
Yes.
Do you have any?
Oh dear. Okay. Probably. I know what we didn't talk about.
Fuck my life! What? What didn't we talk about?
We didn't mention that you just did an amazing interview with Ema Burke.
Oh, yeah. I did an amazing interview with Ema Burke. Anyway, spiritual bad habits.
Oh, my God. Oh, my lanta.
Yeah, okay, okay. So that could have been a magical moment.
Yes.
That could have been a magical moment.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
You did an amazing interview.
Yeah, and it's on YouTube, and if you want to find it, it's still there. It's episode 104 of Fireside Chats with Ema Burke.
Yes.
With Obod.
The chief.
Chief Druid. Chief, chosen chief of the Order of Bards, Ovates and Druids. And do you know what? I asked her afterwards. I said, where did you get my name from? Where did you, what did you, and she went, oh, I remember you from the Obod gatherings. And I was like, hey, bitch, what? Which made me feel really good, because I was like, I just got this on my own credit. You know, my own merit. I'd like got this. And she said, I'd had conversations with Wayne. She said, and enjoyed my conversations with Wayne and never got a chance to have a conversation with you. Do you know what she said? Which made me fall in love with Wayne just a little bit more.
Wow.
Right. She said, first time I saw you and Wayne was at a sermon gathering. She said, and you were sat completely opposite me. And I remember it. It was at a talk that Chris Hughes did. And I remember, was it Chris Hughes? Christopher Hughes? I can't remember now which one it was, but I remember sitting opposite her and thinking to myself, and this was in the days where everybody was guessing about what they were going to do, and I thought they were going to have a triumvirate of three people to lead, and they never did.
I mean, they
just
kind of do.
They kind of do.
They have the Pendragon, then they've got the, what's the other one? No, the Scribe. And then they have the Chief.
And then they have the Chief. So yeah, so they do kind, yeah, they do kind of have a triumvirate. But I thought it was going to be that sort of shift where they were going to have a dedicated, like, this is the leadership of three. But they didn't do it, which would have been really cool. And I would have absolutely loved that because I work on this Trinity idea anyway. But not the point.
Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
No. Fuck off. Pleb.
Matron, patron, datron.
Matron, patron, yeah, matron, patron, datron. She was sat opposite us. Anyway, she turned around and she said, I saw you guys opposite me at the other end of the hall. She said, and you were just wrapped around each other. And she said, the first thing I thought was, how much did, oh yeah, ah, gay. She said, how much you two obviously really love each other. And she said, and that was just, she said, every time I saw you, the both of you, it was just really like obvious how much you cared for each other. And she said every year, she said, and then you guys stopped coming, and she said, and I've been looking for you both ever since, because I wanted to have a chat with you, because I'd had chats with Wayne, never got a chance to know you, she said, and then I saw you on, I go to their resilience calls on Zoom once a month, which are really, really good, by the way, find them on Facebook, don't ask me for a link because I don't know it, just search, you'll find it somewhere. And she said, ah, there he is. And she said, so I reached out. And I was like, oh, wicked, cool. So
you leave an impression.
Yeah. I'm glad it was a good one, based in love, as opposed to, maybe it wouldn't have been such a good impression if she'd actually spoken to me, but
she has now.
She has now.
She knows the truth.
She knows, yeah.
We'll never hear from her again.
Never hear from her again. Oh, dear me.
No, it was lovely. It was a good chat.
It was a good chat. Did you?
Yeah.
That's all right then.
So I saw the live at the end. I saw the last, I don't know, 15, maybe 20 minutes of it.
Oh, when she asked what my biggest, most reckless thing was.
Yes, I saw that bit.
Yeah.
I was curious why you went with that one.
Because I didn't want to make it sound like I'm actually a monster. I mean, what one did you think I should have gone for?
Blinding the woman.
It wasn't reckless. I did that on purpose.
It was very reckless.
That's not reckless. There's nothing...
It was! Because you weren't intending it to be that bad.
Well, no, but it wasn't really reckless. So, like, there wasn't any, like, repercussions. Nothing was going to happen.
You reached into the void, called on Nyx, and took away a woman's sight.
That's not reckless.
That is very reckless.
Not really. Yes. It just kind of happened.
Well, I'm surprised you went with... I went to Wales and got fucked for...
Four days. Yeah, but then, like, that seemed a bit more PC and a bit more, like, acceptable.
A bit more PC.
I realise what I said.
Getting gang fucked in a basement.
There was no gang. There was one guy, all right? He just, like...
Whatever.
His penis could have been more than one person, but I couldn't tell.
Oh, my. Okay.
Never mind.
But no, it was good. It was good. It was very good. So I highly recommend people go watch it.
Yeah. It ended up, I did, it ended up being a talk about, really stepped heavy into sorcery and I was not ready for that conversation, which may have come across.
Do you know, I think it, we will get round to our topic at some point. I do apologise.
Yeah.
I do think the reason why is because a lot of people that watch that, and like no tea, no shade to people who are from Obod that are now listening to us.
Oh yeah, no shade.
A lot of people that do that, I think their practice is generally quite fluffy. Only because within Obod,
the Obod is quite fluffy.
Yeah, it doesn't touch on sorcery and other things. No. That's stuff you have to explore on your own. So I think
it was interesting because that woman did say about evil spirits.
Yeah,
and that was an instant like red flag to me because I was just like, wait, because like I think I said like no one sees themselves as the bad guy in their own story, so you can't apply the word evil, you know, to spirits because there aren't any.
Yeah,
they're just spirits.
So I think that's probably why it struck a strong note was because a lot of the people that do the courses probably do gentler stuff.
Yeah, would have never touched on that.
Consider the stuff they do. It's like if you turn around to them and said, oh, it's necromancy. Contacting spirits is necromancy. They're the kind of people that would be like, no, it isn't.
Yeah, it does cross my mind, which is why I like saying it.
And the only other thing that shocked me, not shocked me, but I was surprised at, that neither of you talked about was that woman, and I can't remember her name, the woman who said that she's been doing it for 5 years and can't go in, she can't do the grove thing, the inner grove, and she can't contact spirits. She's never been able to do it.
Oh yeah.
Neither of you touched on the possibility, you asked the question of, is she actually able to visualize anything in her head? Because as we discussed earlier, some people can't.
No.
So she might only be able to think in words.
Yes.
Or not be able to think in pictures at all.
Yes. You know, it didn't cross my mind until afterwards that I should have probably touched on
neurodiversity. And I would have thought Ema would have, considering she's a psychologist.
Yeah. And it didn't cross my mind until afterwards that I should have touched on that. I did think it at the time, but never... It was really weird. There were moments where I felt... It probably didn't come across in the video, but there were moments where I went quiet because I was just like, oh, I don't know what the... Which probably didn't come across,
no, it
didn't. But there are moments where your brain just goes blank, and then Ema just asks me a question, which is fine because that's how it goes.
Yeah.
In any situation like that, it's like a job interview. It's exactly the same. They just ask you a question. You're thinking that you're fucking floundering terribly, and actually you're not.
Yeah.
And there were a few moments whereby I was like, I wanted to. There were other things that I wanted to talk about that I never got a chance to bring up, because then the question changed or the tempo changed or the moment passed. And one of the things was that neurodiversity and I never said it. And then not until afterwards, I thought I should have wheeled back to it.
I also thought,
which is quite right, actually.
Just in case she does listen to us. Maybe she just can't talk to spirits.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Not everyone can do everything.
I think we got that point across though. I think we managed to get that point across that you don't have to. It doesn't have to be this, you know, this... And my brain is scrambled eggs for a reason.
Yeah.
You know?
I think there's not even a point of have to. I think not everyone can. I can't.
No.
My mum, I was talking to my mum. My mum talks to dead people all the time. They talk to her constantly, incessantly. And we were talking about, like, seances and the need for, like, black mirrors and scrying and other methods of doing it. And she was like, why do you need all that stuff? And I was like, because not everyone can talk to the dead as easily as you.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay.
So one thing, I will say it now, but I'll bring it up again in the next episode, is I can't scry for one very simple reason. It's hypnagogic.
It's who know what?
Hypnagogic, which means it works on the same principles as hypnosis.
Oh, okay.
A hypnosis doesn't work on me.
Your mind is too strong.
No, it's not that. My mind is a mess. So...
Punched mashed potatoes.
There's not... It's because not all of me is engaged all the time. There's a little bit of me doing something over here, don't do it over there. Yeah. So I'm in a million places at once. So when I've been to a hypnotist, and it's literally there's a little part of me that is always off somewhere else. And so I'm not fully...
You're not fully present.
Present, ever. Full stop. So the hypnosis doesn't work. And scrying is hypnagogic. It's self-hypnosis. And that's where you then get the visions and everything. And the reason I can't do it is for that fact alone. And I've always wondered why, and it wasn't until I listened to a podcast the other day of a guy who does this stuff and all the rest of it, and why I'm really good at trance, but really bad at scrying. They're not the same thing, although they're often conflated as the same. Trance is a journey whereby you run with it, whereas the other one is hypnagogic, where you create a state in your own being that is different. Whereas the other one works well with a roaming mind. Hypnotic things do not work well with a roaming mind. It's like I'm permanently drunk. This doesn't work on drunk people either, because your brain is in a million places all at once when you're drunk.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, spiritual bad habits. Okay, so the one I mentioned earlier, let's talk about that one, is so there's that thing, isn't there, that magic is powered by emotion and feeling and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
So I mentioned earlier to you when I was talking about spiritual bad habits, and I said, well, I've got one example where, because I work with spirits and spirit allies and stuff like that, I make a bad habit of sometimes if I'm feeling really shit about something, or if I'm upset, or if I'm angry, I will feed that emotion to one of my familiars or one of the spirits present in that place. However, that becomes difficult then, because if they get hungry and the last thing I fed them was grief, they have an influence over my life because I've given them that. They will, you know, steer my life toward, or they'll provide something that gets them fed again. So what I should be doing is feeding them joy and all the rest of it, which is why when I go to parties and everything, he gets the first sip of every glass of red wine I have, you know, because I fucking love red wine.
It's like when you get a dog that eats human, you've got to put it down, because otherwise it'll crave human.
Oh, it'll keeps eating them. So, it's kind of that thing, it's that mentality. And if you do spirit work, you've got to be really mindful of how you work these relationships with spirits that are not lower, but more linear in their thinking.
Okay.
I know linear is not really a word we use in the spirit realm, but it works in this sense. That they're quite single-minded, they're single-track-minded.
Okay, so they're compelled by their id.
Yeah. So if you were talking about an elemental, for example, a fire, it would be motivated by those attributes. So it would be action.
Yeah.
It would be consume and transform. Yeah. Whereas that would be something you'd have to feed things that would be transformed.
Yeah.
You know, and you wouldn't be worried about losing. Whereas something like a gnome or an earth elemental, you would give something to keep hold of, something it could either absorb, or something that transformed and grew from its energy, or like something like a seed or something like that. It would be then a symbiotic sort of relationship with a gnome. They have a different set of cognizant attributes, and the way that they work is completely different.
They're compelled by different needs, aren't they?
Exactly. And water and air and so on and so forth. And so if you feed them all your grief, they're going to want that grief to continue getting fed. So they're going to cause things that bring you grief so that they get fed again. And that's just a really linear, really simple way of explaining it. But that's a spiritual bad habit. Redrawing cards, if you don't agree.
Yes.
That's a really bad habit.
Yes.
Really bad habit.
Do I have any?
Praying for people to die?
I'm perfect. I don't pray for people to die. I'm perfect. I don't have any bad habits.
You don't have bad habits?
No, I'm perfect.
You sure?
Yep.
sinning on a Sunday because you know you're going to get away with it on the sun on the
nope.
Saturday because you get away with it on Sunday?
No, nope, I don't sin.
Darling, you're homosexual.
My whole existence is sin. No, I'm lazy. That's a big one. I'm lazy.
Oh, spiritually lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very spiritually lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not do your prayers?
I do. I do.
You do?
I do.
You do.
I do. I you prayed do. This morning.
For what?
Nothing.
Oh. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bad habit. Spiritual transactions. Yeah. Being transactional with your prayer.
Yeah. Within the Catholic/Christian kind of scape, you shouldn't pray for yourself. Everyone prays for themselves. and I sometimes do.
Do you?
Well, yes. I mean, when I use the Psalms, I'm doing a working because it comes from a need, right? Like, the Psalms are very specific. They have... Some are for money, some are for revenge. I don't do those ones. Some are for... I don't! I'm good! Some are for protection, some whatever, but they're specific in their need, right? So whenever you do it, you're doing it because you need that thing. I mean, yeah, you can do them for other people, but the majority of the time I use them, I'm doing it because I need something. So it's quite selfish, I suppose. So you should never really pray for yourself. You should pray for your neighbour, because the idea is that you pray for your neighbour, they pray for you, or they pray for someone else, and eventually it all goes around the houses and comes back to you anyway.
Oh, the rule of reciprocity is exactly the same as what I live by. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, if the whole street prayed for its neighbour, eventually my neighbour's going to pray for me. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, whatever. And then there's also the whole thing of, you know, God knows exactly what you need, so you'll get your daily portion, whatever. Give us this day our daily bread.
Oh. One quarter portion.
One quarter portion.
Love that dude.
He's great.
He is.
So I suppose that's a spiritual bad habit, but through the lens of folk Catholicism, there's nought wrong with doing the Psalms to get what you want.
No.
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 It's just, you know, could do better.
See, so... Please don't feel attacked.
Oh, I won't. I don't care. Water over rock, darling. Wash over me. Come on. What is it?
All right, dear. Calm down. It's getting a bit intimate now. So, is by proxy the folk aspect
mm-hmm.
of being the charmer as mm-hmm. the Catholic
yes.
the bad habit in Catholicism?
Kind of.
Oh.
Oh.
Don't feel attacked. This is why I don't want you to feel attacked. Because no, I don't personally care, but no, I know no. full well that the question no, will come up.
No. What you're absolutely right. Because there's a large portion of what I do as a charmer that would be frowned upon within like mainstream Catholicism.
Mm.
With the whole like me doing a lot of my charms, the Catholic Church would probably view a lot of it as superstition. They don't like superstition because it detracts from like the truth or the true faith or the way things should be.
Mm.
If I'm concerned with, oh, I have to do this to keep myself safe. I mean, it's different. A lot of the old superstitions were, you know, oh, if I don't do this, God will be angry and he'll smite me or whatever. Mm. Well, that plays a different image to the God that the Catholic Church wants to portray, which is an all-loving God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it detracts, it pulls from. If things become too habitual and it becomes a bit of a bad habit, that detracts from your worship and love of the Lord. Therefore, it's a bad thing. So a lot of my superstitional, like, charms that I have and do could be viewed in that way. I'm not as bad as like every time I see a magpie I have to say the rhyme. I do, but I don't do it all the time.
That's just OCD.
It isn't. I don't go through the whole thing, and I don't believe that if I see three magpies, what is it? Well, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna like get a girl. Weird. gross. But like, if I see one, if I see like loads, I'm not going to say, I'm not like one of these weirdos that has to salute every fucking magpie I see.
No.
That's OCD. That's a sickness.
That's a sickness.
It
okay.
is a sickness.
Okay, yes.
But if I see one, I will say, hello, Mr. Magpie, my grazie family. I do.
You do?
I do.
You can't help it.
And if I'm talking about something that I feel is going to tempt fate, I'll knock on wood three times.
Do you? If you can't find wood, do you knock your head?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, I find wood.
You find, I find wood. I fucking find wood.
I find it. I tap my boner 3 times.
I knew it was going there. Yeah. My brain just went, how long will it take?
Smutty gubbins. What?
Smutty gubbins?
Yep.
Oh, no, 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 brain, shut up.
Punched mashed potato.
Shut up, no. not where my brain was going, just... Get off me, you weirdo.
So, there is a lot with regards to...
Squeak! Okay.
So, with regards to the charmer aspect of my practice versus the religious bit, there's a lot that I do that would potentially be frowned upon. Like, any normal cat that I use... in, you know, quotation marks, normal Catholic, that just goes to church on Sundays, receives the Eucharist, reads a bit of the Bible, and thinks that they're pure and everyone else is a dirty sinner, would view me using the Psalms to get what I want as bad. People who are a bit more educated would understand that the Psalms have been prayed for ages as a means of, like... either exaltation or as a means of getting something. They're powerful spells. They've been used that way for years.
Yeah.
And they're not all Hebraic. No. Funnily enough, some of them are Egyptian.
Yeah.
Some of them are from, I think some of them are from Babylon as well.
I think it's quite funny. People often forget that quite a few of the Jews in Egypt were Egyptian Jews.
Yes.
Weird that. Anyway.
So, yes, I suppose a lot of my charmer practice could be viewed as a bad habit.
Yeah.
But as a whole, my worst one is I'm probably lazy.
Okay.
Do you know what that's why I like folk magic, because it is inherently lazy.
It is. It is. Do you know what I think is a bad habit?
Your face. Sorry, that was an actual attack.
Wow, that was a bit rude. Bit rude. A cock off. Yeah, bitch. When people and this is by means no shade, but
it is.
There was a ritual that I visited
and
took part in where they made a point of saying that a specific goddess was every goddess, and I was just like, no.
Was it Caridwen or Hecate?
No, I don't want to say who it was, because it'll give it away and I don't want to be that mean. But it was... and a lot in line with Bridget.
Okay.
And this whole idea that really fucking bothers me. Really fucking bothers me. And it's not just the hardcore polytheist in me. It is like... The
Bridget is the Irish version of Ceridwen.
Yeah, who is this and that, and is also a saint. And
who is the triple moon goddess.
Yeah, and appropriated by the Catholic Church. Yeah, and I'm like, none of that has happened. Stop it. Just fucking stop it. You know, because that's when we get fighty with each other, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, just stop it. Just fucking stop it. It really, really bugs me. And it bugs me with, like, when they say, like, Hecate was also this goddess and that goddess and was and the other and the other and the other. And I'm just like, have any of you read any of the Orphic hymns? I say Orphic hymns. I don't think she's in one of the Orphic hymns. I think she's in... I can't remember what she's in. Fuck's sake. I've got them at home anyway. But read a fucking book. It really bothers me. Don't just lump people in together. You get it in voodoo circles. When people just lump any saint with any
lower,
and I just think...
Well, yeah, but that's a throwback to slavery days.
Oh, no, I get that. Yeah, I get that. And there's like, real ways and means of getting the right ones. You can't just make it up. You can't just... There just seems like this weird thing where people can go, oh, yeah, well, that happened in the past, so I'm just going to do it now. And it's just like, whoa, 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 whoa. That happened in the past for a very, very good reason. Very, very good reason.
I think that's a very big spiritual bad habit that I think a lot of people do. And I think people don't realise they do it. And I think we need to hold people account to it. Yeah. We live in 2023.
Yeah.
Right? There is this massive, and I appreciate the need to look to the past, but when people live their whole fucking spiritual practice in the past, I think it gets a bit ridiculous.
Yes.
When you get people that are like, you know, oh, because of this document says you need this, 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 and this. Okay, great. Well, I live in 2023. I'm just going to go to Tesco's and buy stuff. And I suppose this kind of ties into me being a bit lazy as well. But, like, make your practice appropriate for the modern day and age.
Mm.
Not everything has to come from a fucking Dead Sea Scroll or some ancient tome bound in human flesh.
No,
or,
of course not.
You know, ripped from the clutches of some weird necromancer in a tomb in ancient Babylon. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're fixated within the spiritual community, in the magical community, be it pagan or other, that everything has to be old. And if it doesn't have an original source that's over 200 years old, therefore...
Age gives validity.
Yeah.
And actually it doesn't.
And it doesn't at all. Nothing.
No.
Like... they probably, like back then, it was probably just as made up on the spot of, well, I need this and I'll use that because this is that correspondence. I'll write this in my book.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? They just made, not to say they made it up, but they kind of did. It's like,
well, no, but that's
when you
like,
create a ritual and a spell, you're making it up. Yeah. All right, the correspondences are right and it has power to it, but that probably was someone's personal gnosis that they put together, and just because now we found it in a scroll, it's like, oh, this is what they did.
Well, that's the difference between creating a story that is completely fictional for the sake of entertainment and then creating a story to educate people.
Yeah,
that's the difference. A story to educate people includes information that is correspondence led and all the rest of it that people will then understand to then make a change or do a thing. You know, so that story is there to keep a tradition alive rather than a story being there to, you know, that's why teachings were always in stories. That's why the bardic arts even existed. The bardic arts, I call it that because I'm a druid, but they exist all over the world.
Yeah.
In every, just because it's written down doesn't stop it being bardic arts. You know,
absolutely.
It's a story. It's there to tell you something, you know, and it's there to be interpreted in a way that can work on your life. I get that as well with like with, not to put shade on Obod, because that's not fair, I don't mean that, it's just that I don't gel with it. So learning the Oum is a fucking bugbear, massive bugbear of mine. I can't do it, full stop, can't do it, and now won't do it. And only because I don't want to waste my time learning something I'm never going to use.
Well, as well, a lot of it is, we don't know the validity of it, really. I mean, we know that it's the tree alphabet, but we also know that there was a tree alphabet, and then there was also an alphabet for animals and other things, and the only one we've got left is the tree alphabet.
Yeah.
And even then, the context is lost. If you look at some of the old stories, and I can't remember which one it is, one of the gods is warned that someone's going to kill his wife by there being 7 inscriptions of birch on a sign.
Oh, right.
I have no idea what 7 inscriptions of birch translates to, your wife's in danger, get home quick. You know, when the
surely they could have just rung.
Well, when you look at the actual translation of what the birch Oum is, it's like purification,
motherhood,
and all that kind of stuff. Like, none of that means
rebirth,
get home quick, your wife's in trouble.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of context and information that we're missing, but because it's the Oum.
But then, in the same respect, I get that, like, now we have a modern take for it, and that gives it its own validity and everything.
Yeah, I suppose.
However, in the same respect, I'm also not surrounded by all those trees.
Yes.
I'm surrounded by maybe 3.
Yes.
I've got birch, hazel, and oak around me. I have to go further afield.
Hawthorn? Do you have hawthorn?
No, blackthorn.
Okay.
I can find some hawthorn if I really go looking. But then in my garden, I have apple. And then that's about it. So I've got fir. But even then, I've grown up with the runes. And I use the runes. And I live in what would be like an Anglo-Saxon area of the UK. And so it would make sense that I would know the runes.
Yes.
For the land that I live on. And there's far more information about that. And that has a modern aspect to it that I can use and all this rest of it. And I think what am I getting this point across for a fucking spiritual bad habit? Using something, no, I think a spiritual bad habit is also using something that just doesn't relate to you. Or pushing yourself to learn something and pushing and being
doing
like,
it because someone told
I've got
to
do it, I've got to do it, and giving yourself all this like negative Nancy rubbish. That's got new context. Whereby you push yourself really hard and then you get like this failure complex because you can't pick it up. And I just think, are you ever going to fucking use it? I dropped the OM a while back thinking, what the fuck am I putting myself through all this drama for when I'm never going to fucking use it? Ever, 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 ever. It was nice to learn about trees and such, but I could do that on my own. And then did. So, what's that matter? You know, it's the same job.
Yeah.
Just done through a different context.
I'll tell you an audible thing that I hate people saying a lot.
Oh, God, what have I
done? Audible bad habit. It's just the one word. The word resonate. Fucking hate that word. I hear it all the time. Does that resonate with you?
I mean,
that really resonates with me.
That does really resonate with me. That would be really annoying.
And every time I hear it, I just have a whole scene of like Carrie in my head.
Pig's blood. You pulled the house down around everybody's ears.
Yeah, I just want to commit murder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing says teamwork like murder.
I hate it. I just hate it. Does that resonate with you? Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe it does, but fuck off.
Yeah.
Don't use that wordage.
Mm.
It's so new age and so shit.
Mm. Mm.
I hate it.
Yeah.
When I hear that word, I can't get the image of someone in yoga pants with blonde dreadlocks banging a drum with Native American feathers over it, talking about chakras and guardian angels.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the image I have.
Another spiritual bad habit that really fucked me off once. Somebody, I've told you about this, somebody invoked an angel into a spiritual space and I was not ready for it. And I have a thing, well, back then it was worse.
Is that really a bad habit or just a bad experience?
No. I'll get to the bad habit in a minute. Mine was the bad experience.
Okay.
So mine was a terrible experience, right? I hated it. It was awful. I experienced something that made me very uncomfortable. And like, if you haven't got across, like, I can see magic. I can see spirit. Like, when it's... So the room went blue.
Is it purple?
No.
Of course it is. The colour of magic is purple. Okay. We all know this.
No, it isn't. It's the eighth colour, which no one can see.
It's purple.
Don't expose my vagina like that. And no one can see what happened. And I'm going to leave it like that. I'm so glad we don't video this because it would just make it like less funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so it's like, so the last time I ended up having to go to having to put up with a mass, I could see when Mark invoked the Holy Spirit. What? Oh, it was horrible. I just don't enjoy it. I just don't enjoy it because I find it's big and heavy. And it feels heavy when it's in the room, which is why I don't like mass. Which is why I don't like being in the church.
That's why
Wayne will never understand it.
That's why it's called mass, because it's heavy.
It's heavy. It's heavy. A fucking mass. It's a heavy mass. And I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. And it's always felt the same for me at any church. And I put myself through it enough times to know that I don't fucking like it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same thing happened at a Reiki share. They invoked Archangel Michael, and I was just like, bitch, please, I can't do this. The woman who run it, I dare say she'll never listen to this, and I'm not really fussed if I offend, because it was uncomfortable, turned around and said to me, you know, you shouldn't really be scared of angels. That's really not healthy for you. And I was like, I beg your pardon, but I really don't think it's healthy for you to invoke, like, the Archangel Michael. He's got shit to do to come into your space just so that we can get the impression of what it feels like.
What a waste.
Wow.
Yeah.
No wonder I got the impression he was pissed.
Yeah.
What a waste of time for him. Like, yes, okay, it doesn't fit our rules, but I was just like, it's a bit much to go, you shouldn't feel scared of that. And I'm just like, I'm not scared. I'm just uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Quite rightly uncomfortable. You've just invited a huge entity into this tiny space. And I've got none of my familiarity around me. I'm kind of open here because we're a Reiki share, so I've kind of suppressed everything else so that I can experience what we're trying to do here, yeah, so that I can key into what's actually happening. And you've just bombarded me with a fucking angel. Thanks. It's like being hit with a bus and then going, that shouldn't have been uncomfortable for you. Fuck off! Jeez, stop it.
So what was the bad habit?
A bad habit is that thing where you, if you subject somebody to something and then tell them off for going, well, this is a spiritual experience, it shouldn't be negative. Fuck off, mate.
Yeah, you don't get to dictate someone else's experience.
No, exactly. That's the spiritual bad habit I'm talking about. It's akin to like the spiritual bypassing thing, which we've mentioned before, but not quite the same. It's giving somebody a spiritual experience and then not supporting them through anything that might have been uncomfortable or unhappy or difficult for them afterwards. When I did that sovereignty ritual at Pagan Trouble Gathering last time, I took a fucking plethora of things for afterwards, like damage control stuff. We've talked about this for the magical compact thing, that we're going to have things in place. Like, for example, protections before, the cleansing afterwards and so on and so forth for participants, including ourselves. Because shots fired, you know, it may result in someone feeling uncomfortable afterwards, in which case you have to fix that. And that's exactly what I did at this.
Or have a hugging station.
Yeah, like simple things like that. It might literally just be that. But I didn't get that. I got told off for having a bad experience. And it's like, fuck off, mate.
Yeah, no, that's not
on. That's not right. Get the fuck out. You know? That made me really uncomfortable and kind of taught me a lot about, you know, how people can be really kind of narcissistic about their own practice. Mm. And it's like, yeah, well, okay, it's a bit of a bad habit, I think. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Any more?
Any more bad habits from the trolley, dear?
Any... Do you want anything from the penis trolley? You want anything a little less penisy? No. You giant penis, I'm afraid.
No.
No. I've got a meme of that and I love it.
I don't know if I have any more bad habits.
You probably have lots of bad habits, but probably. We're talking about spiritual ones.
Probably. Riddled with them.
Positively riddled, darling.
Riddled.
Riddled. Riddle me this, riddle me that. No, I think
but
we're done.
I don't know.
You don't know? You're still thinking?
I don't know.
Garrotting people with your rosary?
No.
No.
That's just a good Sunday night.
You are watching a different category on Pornhub this time, aren't you? I'm just stuck on pull my hair and call me a good boy.
Unfortunately evolved to the nefarious. Normal stimulation doesn't do it for me anymore.
Oh dear. Don't. Wayne pulled my hair the other day and I was just like, oh my god.
I mean, that's just nice.
I mean,
I
that
can't
was,
have that anymore because I don't have any.
Oh no. I didn't know it did that until all of a sudden it happened and I was like, that just did something to me. What the fuck? How the hell? Ooh. Oh my god. And I was like, do it again. I turned into Angelina Jolie from fucking Maleficent. Do it again.
Do it again.
Love that. I like you begging. Do it again. On your knees, filth. I'm trying to think of something else that might be a bad habit. I'm sure there's something we've missed. And I bet you there'll be people on there going, oh, I can think of one. I can think of this. I can think of that. I can think of other. Like, spiritual bad habit. Like, forgetting to clean up offerings, leaving them to go mouldy. That's a bad habit.
Oh, well, yeah, there's the whole just, thing is there about keeping your space clean and doing all this. And
yeah,
doing all that.
But that's just being lazy or not being lazy. And
I've covered
sometimes
that already.
Yeah.
I'm not too bad. That. I maintain my protections. I have noticed, and I don't know if it's just that I'm oversensitive. I mean, we all do this, don't we? Where you... you go through the motions, you experience something, and you think, did that really happen? Or am I just being...
Oh, imposter syndrome sort
of
thing.
Yeah, that kind of, am I making this up, or did this really happen? And I don't like to talk about this kind of stuff, because I don't want people to... I think it's easy for people to listen to someone else talk about something and immediately, like, think, why don't I have that experience? Or that person is amazing because they're having this experience. And it's not. We're all different.
No, we're all different.
You've had fantastic experiences that I will never have.
But you've had fantastic experiences exactly. that I will never have. And in the same respect, I've probably had uncomfortable experiences that you would find amazing, and vice versa. I've probably had amazing experiences that you would find uncomfortable.
I'm very good at protecting. I could probably be a bit better at cleansing. But I am very big on my protections, only because...
You need a wash.
I've had...
Sorry.
Ooh, I'm filthy. Ooh, I like to wallow in it. My spiritual muck. Like a pig in spiritual shit. No, I cleanse kind of semi-regularly. And then I protect very heavily.
Yeah.
Only because I've had a lot of experiences with... spirits either attacking or trying to get into my space or affecting me in some way or whatever. And like, I went through a phase where like I'd warded my house up to the wazoo, and then I was having nightmares of spirits coming through me and then feeling things in the house. So it was like, well now I need to do that. Do you know what I mean? It's like every opportunity things get, and I don't know why things are happening, and I don't know why things are trying to get at me. I don't know if it's because I'm such a positive lad for goodness and purity, honey. No. But...
Sorry, I was a little bit sick in my own mouth then.
That's fine. Because I'm so pure. The grace radiates off of me.
Pure shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pure shit.
So I don't know what it is. I know there's that whole thing, and I'm not by any means saying that I'm a good Christian. I am, but I'm not.
You are a good Christian woman.
No, because there's that whole thing, isn't there, where they say like the closer a person gets to God, the more the devil wants them. I don't particularly have...
Who the fuck says that?
Oh, there's someone that said it. It's written somewhere.
You've just made it up.
I have. No.
Ding!
It's written down somewhere. I can't remember who said it, but it is written down somewhere. But yeah, the closer someone gets to God, the more the devil wants them. Or some variant.
To be fair, there is that thing, isn't there?
By any means saying I'm a good person and that I'm like God's chosen and that I'm great and amazing. But when you look at the average Christian / Catholic, I do have...
No. I'm just better.
I'm just better, honey. Ooh, Lord. No, but I do have a spiritual practice alongside my faith. Yeah?
Oh, yeah, whereas a lot of people are literally just Sunday Christian.
Exactly.
And they have beliefs.
When we take that into account and the fact that I do work with energy, however you put it or view it, that possibly leaves me a bit more exposed with regards to the kind of more
things you attract.
The other kind of spiritual beings within the Catholic scape. I don't really think there's one devil. Like, I don't think Satan is a thing. I think there are devils, and I think there are dark spirits. But I don't think there's a man with pointy horns and a sharp penis that wants me.
I mean, would you mind if there was?
Ooh, hey.
Then hard under the collar.
Ooh, Lord! But I think that's possibly why, because I work within the Catholic scape and I do work with magic and energy and things like that. I think that's probably what makes me more, dare I say, desirable.
Babe, you are desirable.
Thanks, darling.
You're so desirable. It's fine.
So I'm big on my protections.
Okay.
For that reason. I don't know what started me off on this tangent, but there you go.
Spiritual bad habits. Yeah.
But I could be better at cleansing.
You could be better at cleansing.
But yeah, so...
You don't wash enough.
I don't wash enough.
No.
No. Dirty gubbins. Dirty spiritual gubbins.
Dirty spiritual gubbins. Okay.
And that about wraps it up.
So thank you very much. You can find us on Instagram at Shove It Up Your Arwen. You can find us on... Just Google us. Shove It Up Your Arwen. You find us... What are you doing?
I don't know. Tongue bleps.
Flick it. What?
Tongue bleps.
Tongue bleps. Right. Okay, just going to carry on. What was I saying? Yeah, you can find us at Shove It Up Your Arwen on Instagram. At Weird, yeah, just Google us and we're everywhere. My Fireside Chat is on YouTube still, so you can find it there. Episode 104.
Go watch it.
Go watch it, maybe. If you can be bothered to sit through 2 hours of me chatting shite. And that's it.
That's it. Contemplate your bad habits and do better.
Bye.